Okay, tomorrow night I'm getting my taste of insanity. I have a friend that brings us brings a bunch of our high school chaverim to Nicknames once a year. We get together, we spend some time together. So I wanted to discuss a topic related to going to a basketball game or a baseball game or a football game or a sporting event in general, not whether it's mutter to go, but whether once you're at the game, in this particular situation, the friend always gets us really good seats. Or Hashem, he's been successful in business and he's able to take care of us very nicely, food vouchers and everything. But when I take my kids, let's say, in the summertime in Camp Abba, so we buy the cheapest seats we can on StubHub about 3 minutes before the game. And then, you know, when we're in, let's say, Camden Yards, and we are the only people in Camden Yards, it's very easy to move up. Are you allowed to move up at a game? So I'll just tell you at the outset, none of the Torah that I'm about to tell you is my own. It's all straight from Rabbi Jachter's new book, Gray Matter, Volume 4. He has a discussion of this issue. Maybe I'll add one or two little points, but nothing substantive, really. The Gemara Maseches Bava Kama Daf Chaf Amud Aleph tells us about three cases. Let's say you are a squatter. You go into somebody's house and you decide to live there without any permission to live there. The house is empty, so you just decided to go live there. So the Gemara talks about three different scenarios. One scenario is that the person who owns it was never going to rent it out, and you would never normally pay rent to live there. You could have gone somewhere else. You had somewhere else to live. You weren't going to pay rent to live there anyway. So in that situation, you don't have to compensate the owner. He didn't lose any money, and you didn't really get any hana from it because you could have gone anywhere for the same thing, for the same benefit. You didn't need to be there. The other extreme, the opposite case, is where the owner could have rented it out, but you cost him the ability to rent out that place by being there. And you would have normally had to pay for a place to live, but now you saved all that money by squatting in that person's place. In that case, it's pashut that you must pay for it, because that's ze nehene vize chaser. So that clearly you would have to pay for it. The case that the Gemara says is somewhat in the middle is a case of zenene vizel lo chaser. What if I get hana'a from living there? Because if had I not lived there, I would have had to pay for a different apartment, but it was not a bias that was omid liskor. It was not a house that he could have rented out to anybody else. So he didn't really lose anything by me living there. So in that case of zenene vizel lo chaser, Shulchan Aruch pasens chashamishvot simen shin samach gimel siv vav, like Rabbi Yochanan, that you're pater. The Zenen of Zelo Chas, you're pater, you don't have to pay. Pashtus is the way most of the Rishonim understand it. Tosos over there says this is based on the idea of Kofen al Midas Sodom, that we force someone to not be mean, not act like a person from Sodom, which has a few applications in Chazal. The Mishnah in the fifth parak Pirkei Avos says someone who says Shali Shali Veshalcha Shalcha, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours, that is Midas Sodom. You should not always demand every last bit of everything that you're entitled to. That sometimes is Midas Sodom. The Re quoted in Tosa says that Kofen al Midas Sodom is a Dinta Oraisa, not only a Dinta Rabbanan, that Zenen of Zelochasa would be an example of Midas Sodom. There are other examples of Midas Sodom. The Gemara Bava Basra Daf Yud Beis talks in terms of Dinta Bar Mitzvah, maybe an example of Midas Sodom. So one could have argued, I'm at a game, I'm sitting in the cheap seats. The expensive seats are empty. There's no one there anyway. So obviously it's the fifth inning already. They're not Omeid Liskar. They're not selling these tickets anymore. So the owner of those seats is not going to be able to make any money off of it. It doesn't cost them anything. Now normally for me to go there, I would have had to pay. But so I'm being nene certainly by going there. But zenenev zelo chaser. So I'm not costing him anything. So I have every right to take those seats. That's the argument lakula. So Rabbi Jachter writes, Rabbi Shechter told him that he thought that this is completely incorrect. This is totally a fallacious argument, because the Ritzba writes in Tosfos, quoted in Tosfos, Zenen of Zeluchasser is not a din l'chadchila. Zenen of Zeluchasser is a din b'dieved. If you had a situation where you already squatted, you do not have to pay, because Zenen of Zeluchasser. So if you want to know, oh, I already did it last week, I was at a game and I moved down, do I now have to pay for my tickets? The answer will be no, Zenen of Zeluchasser. But it does not mean you're allowed to do it. You're not allowed to just go into someone's house and start squatting in someone's house. It doesn't belong to you. It's vada yasser to do as a din l'chadchila. The Ramah says that maybe that's only true if the owner could have gotten some benefit from the item that you that you took, and he chose not to get that benefit. But over here, maybe the owner could not have gotten any benefit. He tried to sell the tickets, he couldn't sell all the tickets, and that's why those seats are empty. But the Pesachei Tshuva on the spot, Sivkat and Gimel, writes that even if the owner could not have gotten any benefit, Zen and Vazal al-Chasr is never something that you're allowed to do l'charchila. I've heard this myself from Rav Shechter as well, that this is something you're not allowed to do l'charchila. We would hold like that sheet of the Ritzba. You remember I mentioned this when we spoke about downloading music from the internet. If you say, well, I'm not going to buy it anyway, so Zen and Vazal al-Chasr, I get Hanoah from it, but I wasn't going to buy it anyway, it's not costing the guy any money. Yeah, that's true. That would mean that if you already listen to it, you don't have to pay for what you listen to, but it does not necessarily mean that you're allowed to do that, because Zenana Vizelo Chasr is not a din l'chadchila, and there are other reasons to be machmir over here anyway. First of all, Kofen al Midas Adom applies only to issues where you have some sort of serious need, or at least you could argue it applies only to issues where you have some sort of serious need, like a place to live. That's why the Gemara gives the example of a squatter. But to get a better look at your favorite ball player is hardly a major life need. And if you really needed a better look, just watch him on TV. It's not really a great need to get a better seat. Furthermore, another issue, another reason to be machmir, Kofen al Midas Adom, l'chora is only in regards to Jews and other Jews, but it does not seem that you can force a guy to do that extra chesed with you and say, come on, guy, Kofen al Midas Adom, don't be like a guy from Sodom who would be mean and not be nice to me. No, he has every right to demand every last penny that he can out of you for whatever hana that you're getting. So certainly if the team is owned by non-Jews, although a lot of teams are owned by Jews. Very few players are Jews, but a lot of teams are owned by Jews. Joel Mail told me, I asked Joel Mail if he's a part owner of the Marlins. I always thought he was a part owner of the Marlins. He told me he's not a part owner because he realized when they were buying the team that all the other owners are Jewish. And the team is open on Shabbos. They play on Shabbos, so he had to work at a shtar where he couldn't be a part owner because he wasn't. There was no guyish partner to take the proceeds from Shabbos. So he worked something out where he's not actually a part owner. A lot of teams are owned by either primarily by Jews or are owned in large part by Jews. But okay, but at least if the team is owned by a guy, you could argue that this tzad l'chumra as well. And also, it's not like there's no reason for them to keep you in your seats, for them to hire those ushers to keep you out of the expensive seats. It's not so easy to keep 40 to 50,000 people entertained and in order and, have them where you need them in a way that there's not going to be complete chaos. In order to maintain a certain sense of order in a stadium, there needs to be tickets, and you sit in your ticket. If everyone just sat wherever they wanted, it was just free seating at every baseball stadium, so it would be crazy, it would be insane. Everyone would come and they'd be throwing people out of the seats. That's my seat, it's your seat, how come you get that seat? I was here first, I saw it first. It would be insane, it would be absolute chaos. So there is a very good normal reason why they would want, aside from the fact that they would never be able to sell the expensive seats, if they just let everyone go down, anyone who bought the cheap seats, to go down to the expensive seats. So they would lose an incredible amount of money if they were to allow anybody to do that. No one would ever have any motivation to buy the expensive seats. And just one other tzad that's l'chumra that Rabbi Jackson doesn't mention, people who pay the high prices don't want the snotty kids running down into the seats in the 5th, 6th inning and ruining their own experience of the game with the waiter service and everything else. They have a very different experience than you get in the nosebleeds. It's an entirely different experience of how the game goes for them. And it's not necessarily so exciting for them. It could stir their own experience when there are people who act like they've never been there before, that are in those seats. Now, obviously, if you do have a stadium where the owners are mochel, so they're mochel, mechila is mechila, so that's perfectly fine. They have every right to be mochel, and if they don't put ushers there and they let people walk down, some have a more liberal policy. But if they're not mochel, it would seem that it's probably usher mishum zenan of zelo chaser that you're not allowed to do it l'chachila, and also since it's something they don't want you to do, and you, no matter, even if you wear a Yankee cap, it's very clear that you're Jewish, and obviously it could be a source of Chilul Hashem. So we have to hold ourselves to a very high standard in terms of the way we behave, certainly in terms of the way we behave publicly. Okay.